Monday, November 2nd, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle of Thanksgiving. It is good to give thanks to the Lord.
To sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To declare your steadfast love in the morning.
And your faithfulness by night.
To the music of the lute and the harp.
To the melody of the lyre.
For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work.
At the works of your hands, I sing for joy.
How great are your works, O Lord.
Your thoughts are very deep.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you created us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant to us such piety of heart and strength of purpose that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will, and no weakness from doing it. In your light, may we see life clearly, and in your service, find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 5. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I pray. Give ear to my words, O Lord, give heed to my sighing. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I plead my case to you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil will not sojourn with you. The boastful will not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in all of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouths, and their hearts are destruction. Their throats are open graves, they flatter with their tongues. Make them bear their guilt, O God, let them fall by their own counsels. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them so that those who love your name may exalt in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover them with favor as with a shield. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I pray.
Scripture reading this morning comes from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 13 through 20. We also thank God constantly for this. When you accepted God's word that you heard from us, you welcomed it for what it truly is. Instead of accepting it as a human message, you accepted it as God's message, and it continues to work in you who are believers. Brothers and sisters, you became imitators of the churches of God in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. This was because you also suffered the same things from your own people as they did from the Jews. They killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out. They don't please God, and they are hostile to the entire human race when they try to stop us from speaking to the Gentiles so they can be saved. Their sins are constantly pushing the limit. God's wrath has caught up with them in the end. Brothers and sisters, we are separated from you for a while physically, but not in our hearts. We made every effort in our desire to see you again face to face. We wanted to come to you. I, Paul, tried over and over again, and Satan stopped us. What is our hope, joy, or crown that we can brag about in front of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Isn't it all of you? You are our glory and joy. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Commemoration, Phoebe Palmer. Phoebe Palmer was the preeminent women theologian and evangelist of the Holiness Movement. She believed in and trusted the direct call of the Spirit, and she believed that call strong enough to overturn society's prescription against women in the pulpit. Phoebe had a strong biblical faith. She believed that one must do what the Spirit commanded. When she felt called by the Spirit to testify, she was compelled to speak. Palmer found particular affirmation of the role of women in the writings and actions of the Apostle Paul and John Wesley. Collect for Phoebe Palmer. Strong word of God, by whom the world was created, in whom the world is redeemed, always send forth heralds like Phoebe Palmer to bear the good news, that your saving way may be known in every place and time, in every land and to every people, for your sake and the sake of the world. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God of heavenly power, by the might of your command, you drive away from the bodies of all sickness and infirmity. Be present in your goodness with those we lift today, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, and that with health being renewed, all may bless your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For the harvest of lands and waters, O gracious Father, who opens your hand and fills all things living with plenteousness, bless the lands and waters and multiply the harvests of the world. Let your spirit go forth that it may renew the face of the earth. Show your loving kindness that our land may give her increase and save us from selfish use of what you give, that men and women everywhere may give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Collect of the Week. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for social justice. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease. That our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.